So it looks like more U.S. citizens are going to be able to experience Cuba firsthand in coming years, but they may find it clashes with a Cuba they had imagined. Cuban-American poet Richard Blanco has been reading about the origins of the island's mystique.
People often tell me how fascinated they are with Cuba. I'm really dying to go there before it changes, they'll say. Or else they've already been and they can't wait to tell me what a great time they had. I used to smile politely and brace myself for tropical-flavored cliches. And then I read The Havana Habit by Gustavo Pérez Firmat, and I learned that there's more to it than just subscribing to cliches, a whole lot more. The book examines how Cubans and all things Cuban have captured the American imagination. Things like Ricky Ricardo, Fidel Castro, cigars, mojitos, and conga lines. As the author notes, no other Latin American country has left such an imprint on the American imagination. But actually, that imprint doesn't have much to do with Cuba itself. Instead, the book explores the role this island has played in America's psychic life. He writes that Cuba represents the realm of the senses. It's the place where American young men and women discover rum, rumba, and romance. A pleasure island, an Eden for the sensually deprived. For Americans, he says, Cuba has been a mirror and a mirage, a magnified reflection of domestic anxieties, as well as a beckoning oasis of otherness. After decades, Americans may someday be able to travel to Cuba again. If you are one of those dying to go or eager to return, The Havana Habit explains why. It makes for a travel guide like no other, uncovering the mystique of Cuba, past, present, and future.
The book is The Havana Habit by Gustavo Pérez Fermat. It was recommended by Richard Blanco. You can hear my interview with Richard Blanco about his latest book, The Prince of Los Cocuyos, at npr.org.